Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there we go. I think I can hear myself. All right, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And I want to welcome everybody to today's show. There we go. Let me see. I think I can hear myself. And let me see. Let's double check one more time. And let's see. All right, there we go. Well, you guys know I'm multitasking as always, so you will hear a little noise in the background. But the show must go on, as they say. Welcome everybody. We'll wrap up the series that we've been working on. And that is part three of the three causes of neurological connectivity. Focusing today on the third piece of the puzzle that allows us to connect neurologically, so that way we're having sex on the brain, so to speak. And today, brothers and sisters, the third piece of the puzzle is very important. So that's why I want to make sure that everything is working, everything's going good with the sound and all that good stuff. So that way you guys can hear me okay. And I just switched over. So if you guys can hear me okay on the sound, Just somebody text me and let me know, so that way I can keep rolling. If not, I want to double check on the sound before, since I, you know, I am mobile. And again, just one more check on the sound, and just give me a thumbs up, please, and let me know if you guys can hear me okay, because I did switch over mics from the on my audio. So I just want to double check, triple check on the sound to make sure that the sound is coming through okay. Before we get started with part three of today's series, because today is very, very, very important, or today's message is very important. So today we want to continue talking about how to connect neurologically so that way we can understand our spirituality. And we've been talking about this because this is the science, if we want to use that term again, of, let me see, yep, okay, sounds good, okay, great. This is the science of, you know, the ASMR, and this replaces the reticular activating system. And so it's how to get rid of the snake, the reticular activating system. The word reticular is actually the word reptilian. And so thanks, everybody. I do appreciate the thumbs up on the sound. The reticular activating system is really the reptilian activating system. Let me say that again, because this is huge, man. This is really huge. When we talk about your reticular activating system, it's the biological part of the brain that sits on top of the spinal cord, which is your spiral cord or your spiritual cord, or your spiritual antenna. And your spiritual antenna allows you to receive the frequency of the wave of the vibration from the batar, from the generator, or from source. The inability to connect with source is very, 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 very important. Because if you can honestly connect with source, it is impossible to experience anything other than source. That is why this is so, so, so important. Today's message, out of all of the messages, is the most important message. Because today's message is the self-worth or the self-image message. So we've talked about, and we do talk about, and we have talked about a lot of different aspects of the self. But today, now we're talking about the self-worth. Self-worth determines the net worth. So your self-image, regardless of how great it is, mine included, because if my self-worth was at the place where it was its highest possible good, if I was vibrating right now today at the highest possible good, then my wealth, my health, my wisdom, my relationships would reflect that vibration. The fact that they are not reflecting that higher, that highest vibration is the indication. It's the positive indication that although I am doing great, I am not my greatest. Now, if being your greatest is not the goal, then you're good. Life is grand. You can disconnect from the day's show and continue being great. But my goal is to be one with source. My goal is to be an individual expression of God on earth. So what is your goal? See, we got different goals. Everybody got different goals. That means you got different roles. So your self-concept, which is your self-construct, is different from source and different from mine. So we got to look at and we got to break down the last piece of the puzzle. I may do one more part to make it an even 7-hour series. We got three from the first, three from this. If we count the intro, that's 7. So we may wrap it up today, or we may do another. I may do one more show tomorrow. But let me make sure you understand what's going on right now today. What's going on right now today, brothers and sisters, is the way you see yourself. You have constructed a conception that was given to you by the time that you was 8, or that you assimilated from your caregivers, and also that you've assimilated from your environment. Now, since your caregiver didn't know their identity, they didn't know that they were God. Since your environment wasn't an environment of unconditional love, you got the wrong construct. You got the wrong pattern. So everybody that's listening in to my voice today, whether live or later on a recorded message, I can't say it's wrong. I just can't say it's not. I have to say it's not God. It's not the highest possible vibration. So the current vibration that you got is not wrong. It's just not the highest possible vibration that you could have obtained or that you can obtain. Since you're not vibrating at the highest possible level or the highest possible good, where you're vibrating at right now today is great. Let's not get it twisted. That's the problem. The problem is success. The problem is not failure. Let me say it again. The problem is success. The problem is not failure. Let me say that one more time. The problem is success. The problem is not failure. Your current success, your self-esteem, is the way that you perceive your body, the way that you receive your identity, the way that your childhood is reflected back through your feedback loop based upon your family, your peer, your community, your health, everything made up your personal identity. So your personal identity is your personal self-concept that has developed throughout your entire lifetime. So as a child, you know, you had a certain need that needed to be met, and that need, in order for you to develop a positive self-image, you needed an environment that was created by your primary caregivers in order for you to have a sense of self-autonomy, or in order for you to develop a sense of self or a proper self-image, so that way you could have a positive self-centeredness. You needed an environment of total unconditional love. Now, I don't know nobody that was raised in an environment of total unconditional love, because we always raised, there's a lot of people that was raised in great environments and you had great parents, but most of us suffer from a poor self-image. So your self-image is the mental picture. Let me say that again. Your self-image is a mental picture. Let me say that again. Your self-image is a mental picture. Let me say that one more time. Your self-image is a mental picture. So if you got a mental picture in your head that is not the equivalent of source, you got a faulty mental picture. So the mental picture in your head is not one that says you are all-knowing. There is nobody, myself included. I think of myself, you know, as being a wise man. But I know that there's a lot of shiznits that I don't know. But I know there's a lot of shiznits that I don't know, but I know I got access to it. So I know that I can tap into source and I can gain a strong sense of self that is paramount to my knowing how to gain everything else. Let me say that again. I know the difference between me and most people is I know that no matter what problem or what situation presents itself, I know, because I have a strong sense of self that says I have access to the field, the ether, the spirit. I have access to something that allows me to connect to something, and that word, I'm leaving the word out, because if I use whatever word I use, people are going to attach that word. And it's not about words. Words are symbols. It's about substance. If you do not have all of the elements that lay a foundation where you are able to go through the process of understanding that there are levels of esteem, worth, and confidence. Each person's overall perception of esteem, worth, and confidence is different. My perception of my esteem, worth, and confidence is different from yours, so my overall perception of myself is critical to laying the foundations for everyone else and everything else. So everybody listening to this call, regardless of how great your upbringing was, it was not, you was not raised by father, mother, and son. None of us were. We were not raised with total unconditional love. What is total unconditional love? Total unconditional love that you never have a sense of not knowing something. I mean, every time you have a question, bam, somebody answered it. Total unconditional love is all-knowing. So nobody's parents was all-knowing. You ask your parents when you was a little kid growing up, mommy, daddy, where do we come from? And your parents probably said something like, I told my kids, hey, we come from God. Mommy, daddy, what is God? Where is God? How do I connect with God? Or how do we get it? Y'all know the stories, the stock. We were all lied to as children. We were told a story about Santa Claus. Now, common sense know that a fat guy cannot go around the world, go down no chimney, the reindeer don't fly, but we were told that story, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, all of these were, again, stories. But the brain, the neurons are God. Your neurons don't come from God. Your neurons are God. They contain the attributes and characteristics of God. So what you have is the psychological effects of a low self-image that was based upon depictions of details that are not potentially accurate. That produces upon objective investigation that the individual can sense that the person sharing the story is not all-knowing. Then they're not our power. Then they're not all present. Then they're not all simple. And then lastly, they were not all benevolent. So everybody was raised with people. Everybody was raised in an environment that fostered or caused low self-worth. Everybody. Regardless of how you could have been raised by billionaires, you still got a low self-worth because you were not raised by the billionaire. You was not raised by, you was not in the presence of God himself. So your image is not of God himself. You got a great image. I'm not trying to rain on your parade, boo-boo. I'm not trying to say that your parents did a bad job. I'm just simply saying during your lifetime, you experienced some unhappiness as a child. You were unhappy with your parents for some reason, or your teachers, or the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Somewhere in your life that was you perceive something that was considered poor treatment. That fostered or that causes a psychological disorder. Now, low self-esteem is actually a condition that is combined with other things like anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, personality disorders. All of these are mental disorders. So actually, a faulty self-image is a mental disease. It's a mental disorder. It's a mental diss. You are dissing yourself. So we have to really, really kind of rethink or relook at what I'm talking about today. Because everybody can say, there's nobody that's listening to me today that does not, that would not agree with me and with the statement that I just made, which is that nobody was raised in the presence of God himself. At least I know I wasn't. So that creates a low, and again, I do apologize for the background noise of the AC and the driving and all that good stuff. And like always, if the call drops, hang tight, I'll call right back in. But your self-image, the way that you see yourself, now remember, self-image is simply a picture of yourself. It's not words of the self. So I can come and tell you, you are great. But the picture, you painted it. Oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. So you got to repaint that image. So the Bible says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. So there's an image that has to be changed. That's called a DNA level imprint. So the imprint that you got from usually when you was a child, that's called a self-concept. Now, let me break this down a little further. This is very important. Right now, your self-image, which is your self-worth, comes from your self-concept. Your self-concept is the way that you perceive certain aspects of your functional ability. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect of your people. Download your source code and replace the lower source code. Your functionality. The word function has the word fun. I keep saying this, man. People, y'all are not having fun, man. People, I do not do shit that is not fun. I refuse. I'm too old, man. I ain't doing it. I did that shit enough. I'm not doing that anymore. If you are in a relationship and it's not fun, get out. If you had a job that's not fun, get out. If you got an exercise routine that's not fun, get out. If you got a diet routine that's not fun, get out. There's certain things I enjoy, and I do it because it's functional. It's fun. It's functional. Your functional ability establishes that is the only way to activate the ASMR to override the RAS. So your autoimmune or your automatic meridian or your automatic sensory meridian response is an automatic sensory engaging system. So I got to automatically engage my senses. And the only way to do that is if it's a toe-curling experience. And the only way to do that is it's something that is fun. People tell me all the time, man, what work? I don't know, man. I've had 58 working. I've had jobs. I've done it 58 times. I am not doing it. I'm not doing it. Stay away from negative people because negative people, they got a problem for every solution. Let me say it again real slow. Stay away from most people because most people, they have a problem for every solution. I have solutions. I was talking to a client yesterday. This is mind blowing. The client said, "I know what you do," and as if it was like wrong, he or she said, "I can't make this up. This just happened." She and he said, I see what you post on Facebook. And I listen to your shows. And he or she, they don't do one-on-one. They stop doing one-on-one. Because they said that all I do is solve problems. These words came out of a client's mouth. He or she said, all you do is help people solve problems. I actually had to stop. I almost dropped the food out of my mouth. Because they said that you just help people that have problems, and I don't have problems. And I stopped because I actually couldn't believe that the words that I was hearing those words. Because he or she said, the only reason that you asked about, and it was like, I was doing something illegal. They're like, I see what you're doing. You post shit on Facebook, all your shows, you're doing, I know what you're doing. You are helping people solve problems. I'm like, well, no shit. You think? But they said it like it was an undercover operation. And then the individual who has problems went on to say, and I just agreed and say that is true. You no longer need my product. You do not need my products nor services. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. I will see you at the top. And we agreed to disagree. You see, brothers and sisters, I am not trying to hide the fact that I'm here to assist myself and others with understanding the functional ability of wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships that is broken down inside of your self-awareness. And the way that I do that is I help you see, number one, you are a unique individual. Number two, you have free will to choose to be positive or negative. Number three, you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests in itself through a body that changes the emotional, intellectual, and functional dimensions of mass and matter. Let me say number three again. Somebody should write this down. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is expressing itself through a body that changes. You do this after you do number two. But first you got to do number one. Let me say this again. Self-worth and self-image. The number three, the third way after self-acceptance, self-love, is self-image and self-worth, which is this. You have to, number one, know you are a unique individual. There is no other you. Nobody can be you. You are spiritually unique. You are an individual expression of God. Individual. You're an individual part of a bigger whole. Number one, you got to know that. If you don't know that, your self-image is whack because you don't know that you're an individual expression of a bigger system. You think that you are the freaking, you think you're the only, you think you're the bomb.com. And you are an individual expression of the bomb.com. You are not the bomb.com. You're an expression of the bomb.com. The inability to understand that you come from somewhere, boo-boo. If you are an individual, that simply means you have a long range of complex, which simply means you don't have no backup. You know what makes me so confident? It's the same thing that made Simba confident in The Lion King. He always knew his daddy had his back. He knew, and everybody in the jungle knew Simba was Mufasa's son. All of the animals knew Simba was Mufasa's son. Let me say it again. Heavenly Father, destroy the yoke, Father. Destroy the yoke. Source, prime creator, destroy the yoke. Disconnect that tie that binds. Destroy that demonic contract that we've knowingly and unknowingly signed with that low vibrational entity. And the name that is above every name, that at that name, every demon on earth, above the earth, and under earth is destroyed. They know who you are. All of creation, according to the Bible, which I know you love, it says all of creation. It didn't say some of creation. It says all of creation is groaning and moaning. Why? It is waiting for the sons and the daughters of men to do what? Take their rightful place. So all of creation is waiting on you, boo-boo. To do what? To know that you are a miniature version of a bigger version. That's number one. Number one, you have to know this, brothers and sisters. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're not just here by yourself. You got backup. Now, whether you call it the ancestors, whether you call it angels, I don't like putting man-made titles because we get into man-made systems. So all I say is I know that I'm an individual expression of Source. So now everybody says, okay, what is Source, brother? Okay, it's the prime. Okay, what's the prime creator? It's the ether. What's the ether? Okay, it's the thinking stuff. What's the thinking stuff? It's the universe. What is the universe? It's the atmosphere. It's everything around us. It's the shishness that you can't put a title on. You keep trying, and I'm going to keep telling you, you can't put a label on it. Because whatever label you put on it is too freaking small. So I'm an individual expression of Source code, one. Number two. I get to choose every day I wake up whether I'm positive or negative or electric or magnetic. I, me, myself, and I. You get to choose whether your sodium or potassium is being pumped out of your veins. You, not the reverend, not the bishop. Now you are going to defer and you're going to say and you're going to blame. If you divorce right now, I know you blame your mate. If you lost your job, I know what you're going to do. You're going to blame the person who hired you or fired you. See, we like to shift because that way we got to take responsibility. But let me make sure you understand, boo-boo, at the end of the day, if it is to be, it is up to me. Everything is up to you. That is the only way for you to move forward. You have to take total responsibility. You choose whether you want to be positive or negative, electric or magnetic, sodium or potassium, every day. Every day. You choose it. That is your responsibility. Please do not shuck your responsibility because your self-image is flawed. And you know what's sad? I'm going to be honest, man. Can I be honest with y'all? The sad thing is that everybody know what I'm saying is true, but everybody, they don't know what to do. Let me say that again. Everybody knows what I'm saying is true, but everybody don't know what to do. Even though you know what to do, you don't believe that you know what you know what to do. You know right now in your heart exactly what you should do, but you second guess yourself. And the reason that you second guess yourself because of number three. Number one, when we're breaking down what self-image looks like, you are an individual expression of God. You are spiritually and wonderfully made. You are unique. Number two, you get to choose. You got free will. You got the power of choice between whether you be positive or negative, whether you be electric or magnetic, whether you be sodium or potassium, whether you be good or bad, whether you be happy or sad, whether you be up or down. Number three, you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. When your spirit does number two and number one, when your spirit is positive, when your spirit understands that it comes from source, it changes your emotion, it elevates your intellect, and it activates the functional dimensionality. That means the multiple dimensionality of the self, meaning you change matter to align with your data. Let me say it again. You change matter to align with your data. Let me say that again. Because right now, you're blaming something or someone else, or it's not moving fast enough. And the reason that it's not moving fast enough is because you're not angry enough. Now, I like the word angry because people can relate to that word. That just simply means righteous indignation. There's not enough righteous indignation. So there's something that's more important than you. I love it when clients are going to do something that has nothing to do with their purpose, and then they themselves, they auto-correct themselves, and they say, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm not going to go on vacation. I'm not going to go, you know, to my children's, you know, ninth, this, that, or the other. I'm not going to do this. They all correct themselves. I love that. That, you know what that means? That means that the other two steps, they're doing it. They're raising their vibration to be one with source. Because number two is power of choice, to choose the thing that moves you in the direction of your design. I got purpose. Every day I wake up, I got to make a decision. Do I do stuff that benefits other people more than it benefits me, or do I do things that benefit me so that way I can benefit other people? And every day, some days I make the right choice, some days I don't. And the day that I don't make the right choice is the day that I'm not doing number one. What is number one? I am an individual expression of God on earth. As an individual expression of God, I am unique in my individuality. Therefore, I am unique in my mentality, meaning that I'm supposed to be a quote-unquote freak. I'm supposed to be flawed. People are supposed to look at me and say, hey, damn, I don't know, man, but we're a little high-strung. That's normal. Man, you're flawed on purpose for a purpose. If I'm just like you, everybody's looking for people that are just like them. No, boo-boo, you're supposed to look for somebody that's the total opposite of you. That makes it hard because that requires you to be you. So the fact that me and my wife are not on the same page, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because that requires me to do one thing. Every day I ask myself, okay, is she right? Am I being too hard on the kids? Am I being too hard on myself? Am I not hanging out with and not going to family functions because I want to be antisociable? Am I doing, it forces me to examine me. And it forces me to stay connected with me. Because I know that I'm a compassionate, creative creator that likes to do it at a high level, global. I know that. The day that I ever forget that is the day that I disconnect from my image. And then that starts to fall and I go back to Egypt. I ain't going back to Egypt. So I know every day when I wake up, I got one problem that's not a problem. It's an illusion. Every illusion is a self-worth illusion. Every illusion is a self-image illusion. Let me say this really simply, because today's message is very important to reconnecting the neurons in your brain. Because I had another one-on-one with a client that said, Doc, I'm doing everything right, man. I'm doing everything right. And then you listen to the shows. Well, now I ain't got time to listen to the shows, man. Okay, I understand that. So, but he's doing everything right, but money, you got more bills than money. You know, health is on point. But primarily, and this is usually how the enemy manifests itself, is in the area of money. Because money is tied. Money is the only thing that's tied directly into your worth. That's how you can always tell your how you feel about yourself, because it always manifests in the currency that's drawn to the self. So if you're working hard for your money, that means you got low self-worth. Because money is an automatic. Money is the result. Money is icing on the cake. Money is not the cake. The cake is the chemistry. Money is the icing on the cake. So the cake is people like hanging around you. People that they don't even know why, man. They just like being around you. They like being in your presence. That means that chemistry-wise, they sense that you are on the EM path. They just know that. So kids love me, and I love kids. Why? All children know. Tomorrow I'm going back. I drove 5 hours down to pick up my daughter, driving 5 hours back. Tomorrow I just got a call. There's a young girl I don't even go to my wife's church anymore, who's in the church, and this is one of the sweetest girls. I mean, she's like, man, her situation is just like, it's crazy. And for her, she's downtown Houston at TSU. Girl's putting herself through school. Her mom is in, both parents are not in her life. She basically been raising herself. She has no way to get home. She ended up school. She usually takes the bus. She works and go to school. She already got a job here set up for her. She has no way to get back to San Antonio. She's asked everybody, and nobody can go pick her up. I told the wife, hey, tomorrow, as soon as I get back home, I'm parking my car. We're going to get in your car, and we're going back. But now we're going to Houston. That's another 3-hour drive. And the reason that she asked was because of the vibrational connection. I don't know her. I never talked to her in church that much. I just know that that girl has a very sweet spirit. And I know that that girl is one of the purest. She's real shy, real laid back. There's a very sweet and innocent girl. The devil loves to get his hands on somebody like that and destroy their spirit before they even get started. Her mama can't do it. Her daddy can't do it. No aunts, no aunts, uncles. So do you think I'm just going to let that girl put herself in a position where she got to ask a favor from some dude? Now, this is also the balance inside of me. I have to ask myself, how does this move me in the direction of my purpose and my destiny? Everything I do got to be purpose-based. With a little girl's boyfriend who I know, who I've actually helped, who I've also talked with about and mentored as well, who's going through, he feels really bad because I had an appointment with him and he didn't show. And I've been working with him. So now I have them for 3 hours undivided attention so I can break down their numbers and I can share with them something that I wish to God. When I was 21, some man, woman, angel, demon, I don't care, had a broke down my numbers to me. Now, I probably wouldn't have listened, like they probably not going to listen, but I guarantee you, when the shizness hit the fan and they're up against the back, they're going to remember, as all the other kids, remember, I've already raised 13 kids. 13. Well, my five and then, you know, another 7, 8 kids that live with us. They all still call me. They all still text me whenever they're in San Antonio. They all remember. They all call me uncle because that's my purpose. So I'm paying it forward. So I'm telling you every day, that's what you should be doing. You will get a payment. Now, the payment is not always money all the time. But I am making an investment into two young black people who I know, not that race has anything to do with it, but I know that there's a lot more opportunities for young white people than there is for young black people, at least in the South where I'm from. Now, I don't know where you're from. It may be different where you're from. I can't speak on that. I ain't been everywhere in the world. But I can only speak in South Texas, what goes on down Chump. And this is good old boy country down Chump. Good old boys still run Texas. You need to look at the politics. Another study for another time. My and your ability to do, if you do those three things, if you understand you are an individual expression from source, therefore you have source. Number one, always go back to source. Number two, always make a choice and a decision to move in the direction or do things that's purpose-based. Number three, make sure you understand you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. If you've done two, made a positive choice every day, set your intention. If you do that every day, set your intention to be positive every day, despite what's going on outside of you. If you make a decision, I don't care if stuff bad happens. If you maintain an inner verse that's based upon positive purpose base, and if you do one, know that you are part of source that's made up of five attributes. When you do that, you change your emotional state. That the word emotion means energy in motion. You change the way that energy moves. Now you can bridge the gap because now you got intelligence and you got functional dimensionality, meaning you can function on multiple dimensions. So your answer may not be in the physical realm. It may be in the spiritual realm. It may be in the monetary realm. It may be in the biological realm. It may be in the esoterical realm. There's multiple dimensions, but you can function in multiple dimensions. It may be, that means that whether you go to the White House or you go to the outhouse, you can function on multiple dimensions because of your mindset. That multiple, you become multiple or multiple dimensional, meaning you can meet people where they are. There are some people that I know. I don't care who they talk to. And I love to watch it. There's one client in particular I think about. This sister can talk to. She can talk to a homeless person, and then she can go home and change and go to the White House. And she looks like she's the freaking president's first lady. Can you function in multiple dimensions? If you can't, that means your self-image is not based upon source, and your intention is not based upon source pattern, which means your emotions, your ability, your energy that moves, your emotions and your intelligence, your reason and logic is not multidimensional. That's self-image. Let me say it again real slow. That changes the molecular structure of matter over time, because it has a powerful influence on the components of everybody's role that they're playing, meaning the expected behavior that is determined by culture and social norms and hidden codes, meaning you can change how people perceive the culture, their hidden codes, and their social norms. You have access to the internal logos of control that is perceived or that affects each person's individual destiny. Remember that the word Christ, when the word Christ, it means the ability to determine men's destinies. That is the internal logos as exposed or in addition to the external logos. So you have the ability to control the internal logos, which changes or influences external logos. Then again, you have the ability to control your internal logos, which changes or at least influence external logos. That's self-image. That's self-worth. That's self-esteem. That is the most critical piece of the three pieces. Self-acceptance is great. Self-love is off the hizzle full shit. You got to have self-love. But if you got a faulty self-image, I don't care what self-love you got, you're loving the wrong image. You got an image of a white Jesus in your house. We all grew up with a white Jesus in our house. As black people, this is not about race. This has to do with the image. So how can you hate white people, dislike white people? Now, I told you guys my story of how I grew up, and I got, my mom died, I moved to my dad's house. You know, I looked underneath his bed, snooping around looking for some money, and found, 30, 40, 50 Playboy magazine, Hustler magazine, News magazine. And in every one of those magazines, there was no black females. They were all white. And I looked at those magazines every day when he went to work. And I was sneaking there when I was there. And I would look at those magazines. But I only saw white. I never saw black. And then I grew up and I married a white woman. And I was only sexually stimulated by white women. And you wonder why. So I programmed myself. What images are imprinted upon your brain? If you do not replace the image that's currently imprinted on your DNA, this is DNA level imprintation. It is below the threshold of consciousness. Oh, man, let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. It is below the threshold of your consciousness. One more time. It is below. It is unconscious. Everything I'm saying, I have clients say to me, Doc, that doesn't apply to me. No shit, because you're not aware that it applies to you. It applies to you, but you're not aware. So how can you be aware of what you're not aware of? The only way for you to be aware of what you are not aware of is if you take your current awareness and you can compare it to God's awareness. Now, there are many attributes and characteristics. When I say that word God, that's a warm, fuzzy word. That doesn't mean shiznit. So what do you compare yourself to? Now, if I compare myself to Shaquille O'Neal, okay, I'm pretty much a failure. He's bigger than me. I don't know. I think I probably look better than him. I may got him on that. He got more money than me. He probably got more distance. So based upon the world's definition of success, if I compare myself to Shaquille O'Neal or Denzel Washington or, any other man, if I compare myself to my neighbor, hey, I might be the bomb.com. But if I compare myself to source code, if I take my imagery from source based upon the biblical narrative and the cosmos, and the biology, which is my cells are immortal, meaning my cells are all-knowing, multidimensional. So are you. You just don't see yourself that way. Strike one. My cells, based upon quantum physics, quantum entanglement states that whatever happens to one quantum particle happens to the other quantum particle as long as they're on the same frequency, regardless of location. That's multiple positioning. That's quantum entanglement. That's you. That's God. That means regardless of our location, as long as me and you got the same frequency, which it should be the frequency of love, me and you are connected. So I can sense and feel what's going on in your life regardless of where you are at, anywhere in the freaking universe or the galaxy. So if you don't see that, okay, you got a faulty self-image. So if you're not all-knowing, if you're not all-present, if you're not all-power. So if there's anything right now, if you're saying, well, hey, Doc, I don't feel okay, that's Luciferian. Why? You should feel powerful. Your power should be full. Why? It doesn't come from you. It comes from God. Now, God is a dumbed-down term for source. It comes from prime creator. Stop trying to label it. Stop debating over it and just acknowledge it. What do I acknowledge? I acknowledge there's something bigger than outside of me, period. Do I know what it is? Hell no, I don't even care. It knows me. I don't got to know it. So I know that there's something bigger than me because I see it, and I can go outside and look at a blade of grass and realize, man, did I make that? I can look at a tree. Nope, that's not man-made. I know man trying to manipulate shit, but man can't make it. So I know, just looking at my human body, that some source, so whatever that source is, I acknowledge it. By acknowledging it, it acknowledges me. To the degree that I acknowledge source, source acknowledges me. Get out of religion, man, because you're acknowledging the wrong source, therefore you are of that source. If you acknowledge the prime creator, how? By humble thanksgiving. Giving thanks to the prime creator because you know something is bigger than you. That gives you our power because it's our power. So you're all knowing, you are present, you are power, you are simplistic. I know that there's a simple way. So let's say I'm building a multi-quadrillion dollar business. And it's multiple faceted. I know that there's a simple way. Because what is a simple way? Energy. If I'm in a boardroom with 1,000 investors, I know that I don't have to have no sparkling PowerPoint presentation. I know that I don't have to have a freaking $3,000, you know, Imani, G-Money, A-Money suit. I know that I don't have to have no Stacey Adams on. I know that I'm going to have, for whatever level of it, I will be well-groomed, well-shaved. Hey, that's automatic. I'm a 9. So I know I'm going to come in representing. But you know what's going to seal the deal? Energy. Because they're going to know something about that dude. Everywhere I've went, in my entire life, I've said one thing. Give me the interview. Just put me in front of a decision maker, and I guarantee you I'll close the deal. I don't give a damn if we're talking $1 billion or we're talking about a freaking popsicle. That's what have gotten my dark behind in a lot of trouble. Because if you put me in front of a female, I'm going to get them digits. Now, it may take me some time. But it has nothing to do with the female. It has to do with my confidence. I've talked to a lot of females that I know was way outside of my league, and I walked away with the digits. I never called them. I never pursued it because I already knew they outside of my league. But I was a vibrational match. This is about frequency match. It's simple. Money is simple. Health is simple. What is health? Is alkalinity. It's simple. What does that mean, brother? Electric, what does that mean, brother? Water, what does that mean, brother? Put something in your body that is pure and clean, that has no additives, no man-made shit is in it. The water, get it out of the aquifer. Pump it out of the ground, preferably. If you can't do that, get the next best thing. You can't do that, add some lemon and lime to it, lemon or lime. Why? Simple. God uses the simple to confound the wise. So you coming to me And if you got a business plan and that business plan is a million pages, I'm concerned. Because the details of it, when we break down to the individual operating of it, may be complex, but the communication of it is simple, which is, you got a problem, I got a solution. That's it. It's that simple. If you got cancer, I'm going to give you the solution to cancer. If you got more bills than money, I'm going to give you the solution to making sure you got more money than bills. It's that simple. Life is simple. So if you don't think that way, you can't be that way. And last but not least, life is benevolent. If you don't think that way, so right now, wherever you are at, you are there because those five images are not in your head. That's it. That is the only way you cannot be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a totally relationship is if you're not all-knowing, all-power, all-present, all-simplistic, and all-benevolent. That is the only way. If you do not have that image in your head, so what do? Today, put that image in your head. What image? Every day you set your intentions, like I do. What do I do every day? A lot of stuff that's going on outside of me. I get bad news every day. What do I do? The degree to which one feels confident, valuable, and worthy, again, to that degree, establishes the continuum of the spectrum of influence. Now, the continuum of the spectrum, now remember the electromagnetic spectrum, the spectrum of influence is exactly like the electromagnetic spectrum. Your spectrum, your spectrum of influence is based upon your feeling of confidence, value, and worth. If there's any feeling of shame, doubt, or unbelief, that destroys the light. Because light is, again, spectrum. This is the electromagnetic spectrum. Remember, you already did 1, 2, and 3. What was 1? I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of source. I'm connected to source, number 1. Number 2, I choose to be a positive light. For example, I choose every day to be positive, meaning I choose to operate according to my purpose. Number 3, I know that I am a spirit. Happiness number soul. Manifests itself through a body. That allows me to establish my emotional state and choose my reason and logic or my intellectual pursuit. That allows me to function on multiple dimensions. That changes my data, which changes my matter. Over time, if I want to decrease the amount of time that I want to change to take place, I increase my spectrum of influence. That is the tone in my voice. How do I increase the tone in my voice or my spectrum of influence? My ability to walk into a boardroom and close the deal instantly depends on clarity of myself, my self-image. What is that? All-knowing, all-power, all-present. So as soon as I walk in the boardroom, I immediately look into the eyes of everybody, and I know, okay, that guy, he's not buying it. So what I got to do? When I talk, I set my intention. See, I read people's energy. As soon as I walk in, okay, that person, they think I'm a fraud. They think I'm a joke. So I'm going to talk about my life experiences. If I walk into a boardroom and I see everybody's on board, I ain't going to talk. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to ask, is there any questions? Anybody would like me to explain anything? Why? They already sold. My discernment tells me, remember, that's intelligence. Remember, your job is to function on multiple dimensions. So regardless of what disposition demon is in that boardroom, you can speak to it on its level. And you can get it to vibrate higher. So remember, based upon the law of frequency resonance, the highest frequency in the room establishes and raises everybody up to that frequency. It's like when a woman is on a cycle, the matriarch whoever is the oldest, maturest woman in that house, all of the other women in the house, ladies, is this not true? All, at least in my house, all of the other ladies' cycle start to match the matriarch's cycle. And everybody have their cycle around the same time. Why? It's called energy resonance, frequency resonance. So what I do is I make sure that my frequency is the same as source. I don't give a damn about yours and nobody else's, because your frequency is not going to override mine. So when I walk into any room, anywhere, I know I'm the head in charge. If I go to the White House, I'm running the White House. But I'm going to run it from the back seat. I'm going to be the guy sitting in the back that is not going to talk. I'm going to be the guy that's setting his vibe. And I'm going to control the energy in the room. So that way everybody starts to wonder, hey, who's that dude? Who's that little short black dude in the back? And who's that dude? Man, he looks, I don't know, amen. Hey, go over there and bring him up to the table. Let's talk to him. Everywhere I go, that happens to me. That's why I love to go to a church conference and sit in the back. And I watch all of the dignitaries, all the reverends, all the doctors and the bishops, they all walk past me and they all look at me. And I see the look on their face like, who is that dude? Because why? When I look at them, I don't give them reverence. They're not my reverend. They're not my doctor. They're not my bishop. I don't look up to them. Now, I used to. I don't look down to them. I look them Negroes in the eye. But when I look them in the eye, I don't look away. I don't run up to them. I don't like, oh, Reverend, Dr. Bishop, so-and-so, you the greatest. No. Boo-boo. I looked at they are fellow light beings just like me. And a lot of them ain't even light beings. But if they are, I give them mutual respect. Why? I'm a lion too, boo-boo. We both lying. So when you walk into a room and you don't have a feeling of inferiority, but you have a feeling of mutual respect and cooperation, you don't have a feeling of superiority either, because then you come across as arrogant and cocky. You don't want to do that either. But you want to walk in and they can't read you. Remember, inattention is the greatest revenge. Why? They got to figure you out. Never go in there and put your cards on the table. Never show your hand. Walk into a room knowing that you are sent by God to be God. That's the disposition I have every day. My self-image is the same as God. And if your self-image is not the same as God, boo-boo, you're in trouble. You must make sure that your mind is aligned with God's design. That is a must. Let me say it one more time. You must make sure. And I got to go. I think my daughter's outside. She's ready to rock and roll. So in conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, you must make sure that your mind aligns with God's design. What is God's design? Yeah, I like this. I might do a show just on this. God's design is inside of your mind. God has hidden. He has not written his laws on tablets of stone or any longer. He's written his laws in the minds and the hearts of his people. So anytime I want to look at God, I go look inside of myself. What's inside of myself? 6339. So God put himself inside of me in the form of my name and my date of birth. Look at God. Look at God. Ain't he bad? Ain't she bad? Look at the prime creator. So the prime creator is so awesome that he hid himself inside of the one place that he knew you would never look, inside yourself. You are running around taking classes and talk courses, going here, going there, you know, doing the ayahuasca, DMT, you know, slapping oil on your forehead. Benny Hinn's in town. Benny Hinn's in town. You're driving 1,000 miles to go. He said, man, Benny Hinn better come see me talk. Oh, Creflo Dollar's coming to town, man. We got to go see Creflo. Oh, is that Creflo? Who is it, T.D. Jakes? Oh, shut it down, dog. Shut it down. Negroes will fly across the country to go see T.D. Jakes. And the whole time, the source of T.D. Jakes is inside of them. Brothers and sisters, I don't really know if you understand what I just said. I pray to God you did. The only thing, or the best thing that I can say, the last thing I can say is, as I've said on many, many, many occasions before, the self-image is the most important thing on this earth. If you don't see yourself as God, you cannot be God. That is the only problem you got. You see yourself as a, you know, doctor. You see yourself as a lawyer. You see yourself as a mountain biker. You see yourself as a rock climber. You see yourself as a Sufist or a perennialist or a Kabbalist. Or you see yourself, there's a lot of images that you have in your head. They're all great. But if you do not see yourself the way God designed yourself, me, if I don't see myself as a 6, 3, 3, 9, if I don't see that every day, if I don't be that every day, every day that I go out and I don't make a decision and a clear intention in my heart that say, I am a very compassionate, creative creator that loves to create stuff that is elegant, stylish, that benefits other people more than it benefits me. If I don't say it, I can't beam it or be it. And that's the day that I start to feel inferior to other people who are being that. Those feelings of inferiority draws poverty, draws disease, draws other things into your life. You have to feel that you are a vibrational equivalent of God on earth. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. It is my prayer that something that I said today was of mutual benefit to you. As always, may the big G, the big one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. May the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because them three will never, ever, ever try to manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you. Ain't no telling how you